Am I the Jerk?
Am I the Jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That's where you send those in, and we will start right here. Greetings, gentlemen. My neighbors have a crowded household with 6 cars, so they put their trash cans on the narrow edge of their lawn for pickup. After the truck empties them, the cans are always left on my property, sometimes for 2 or 3 days. At first, I didn't mind, but they caused large ant beds in my yard right next to the bins. And because we're in an HOA, we get fined for both the ants and for their cans sitting on our lawn. I asked them to retrieve their bins sooner when I see them, contacted the HOA to plead the fine be removed, and clearly labeled our own bins. Nothing changed. So I started working from home on trash days and moving their bins back onto their property immediately after pickup. The problem stopped, the fines went away, and our lawn looks great. When I told my husband, he said I was a jerk for touching their property and putting the bins somewhere they might hit them with their cars. I also have been getting side-eyed by said neighbors since I started doing this. I'm still friendly and haven't changed my tone. I think I've been patient and reasonable and just protecting our property. Am I actually the jerk here?
No, not at all. The neighbors are the jerk. It's not even close. I don't know how your husband could think you're a jerk.
I don't either.
I would do the exact same thing.
Once there's a monetary fee coming your way because of this, like, they're very much the jerks, and you're just protecting
Find
yourself.
Find me for something I did, but not something that's not even mine.
Right.
I am blown away by this. Because honestly, even if I didn't get fined by the HOA, if that happened, like, I may be like, maybe they didn't notice it. And so the first time, I probably wouldn't do anything.
I mean, you'll tell the neighbors,
I wouldn't say anything. I'd go take their damn trash cans over and put them on their by their curb.
But yeah, I wouldn't even thought about it. I'm getting this off my lawn.
That happened to me last week, actually. I mean, my neighbor's like, I'm cool with my neighbor, but it was really windy last week last Thursday when the trash came. And by the time I'd gotten home, you know, if they're empty, because the trash people don't always put them back upright, and I guess that one just fell over or whatever, so the wind had pushed it in front of my driveway. So I had to get out of my car so I could get my driveway, and I went and just put it back in front of their driveway. I mean, I'm not a jerk for doing that. It's your trash can.
Man, one time my recycling, man, it was so windy that it was like 2 houses down on my neighbor's porch.
Do y'all have the box one where it was just like catching the wind?
Yeah, the bin, and go, okay, well, I think that's mine, and just walked over there and politely asked, and everything was okay. But yeah, the first time I think I would tell the neighbors, hey, you know, I'm getting fined for this.
I mean, you're going to pay this fine. You owe me money.
If you can help me out and just get your trash bins, everything would be great. And then after that, I definitely would put them on their side.
You're not a jerk at all, man.
No, you're actually doing something right. Really, I think she's awesome. Especially to work from home on those days just so you won't get fined in all ant beds.
It's impressive.
You get fined for ant beds in an HOA?
Yeah, I would imagine you can.
I guess if you don't take care of them. Maybe it's one of those, like, if you allow it to grow so large and they see it's unsightly and they give you a couple of days, and if nothing's been done, I would imagine.
Because we have some, like, growth in our, like, bed, like, flower bed out front that we basically just have a bush in, and they definitely will send notices if they think the weeds in there are too tall. So they're pretty nitpicky, and it depends on the HOA.
So you are not a jerk. All right. Howdy, guys. My buddy recently told me a story about a single he got paired with in a round of golf. The single had already made his way to the green. However, my buddy was walking. It was a little behind. The single had got up there and marked his ball without my buddy seeing him. Well, he walked up there and accidentally stepped in the single's line. Now, I know that it is golf etiquette. No. But however, the single acted like it was World War II and lectured my friend on how disrespectful and irresponsible it was to walk in another man's line when lining up a putt. Mind you, he had 30 feet for par and missed it, and then blamed my buddy for missing the putt and put himself down for par. I myself have been paired with a few golf Nazis as well, and I just feel like we all need to chill out and remember we are paying $40 for a patchy, bumpy Muni course, not freaking Augusta National. I appreciate golf etiquette, but felt like this dude went a little far. Is he the jerk? Love you, boys. He absolutely is.
It's a little extreme at a Muni.
That's the one thing that just kills me. And you know you're not doing it on purpose. You're not dancing or moonwalking when you're on the green. You're just walking. If you accidentally do it, you know you're not doing it on purpose. It's just really weird how I guess it's the same thing like if you go to a LA Fitness and the guy that has the headband and he has the jersey and the basketball shorts on thinking he's Jordan. And then he goes out there and kind of plays that way. I do like, dude, we're just all out here having a good time.
Are you kidding me?
Chill the hell out.
Yeah, I mean, with golf, it's because of the etiquette rules of the game. But at a Muni, I think there has to be a level of expectation. If you're a level of golfer who is, that's going to irritate you, it's almost twofold to me. Why are you playing at a Muni of that nature? And two, you got to understand who you're playing with.
Feels like if, oh, sorry.
Just being at a Muni that you would understand that you play with people at Munis all the time that aren't going to abide to the etiquette of all the golf rules. And it may be they untuck their shirt, they don't wear a belt, they don't have a collar on. I mean, all these things that are, when I go to play golf, just the way that I've been brought up with the game is different, but I know those things that you may be paired with somebody that doesn't. So you're going to get irritated with that person because you're paying $30 at a Muni?
And then, yeah, lecture me on all that. Yeah, miss me with all that, dude. And if it's egregious, that's one thing. But even the whole golf etiquette thing kind of chaps me a bit. Chill out.
Oh, I mean,
chill out.
You know how it is because you've played insanely nice courses.
And played crazy with people that maybe gets a little will get a little frustrated if maybe you're not on par with what they think you should be doing.
Yeah, the walk in the line thing. I mean, I would be irritated, but I wouldn't even say anything. Yeah, whatever. He probably doesn't know.
I don't. Well, I guess that's just the level that I'm playing on. You can walk wherever you want to. It's not going to affect me any. You walking in front of me trying to line up a putt is not going to stop me from making the damn thing.
If you're
playing
at a Muni, you doing that is not going to, I am, the green's not in the elitist of elite shape. But as you know, I mean, we've played at courses where I played out of Merido with my brother and he had to tell me a couple things that I've been around golf for a long time. And
right.
He's like, dude, what are you doing?
I'm like, I don't know.
I had no idea. I apologize.
Right.
He goes,
right.
Come on.
How am I supposed to know this?
Whoops. And now I do. So I just wear my golf shoes on the way there.
All right. Hey, guys. Love the show. This happened to me yesterday. I was sitting in a parked car eating my Wingstop in my car. I parked kind of far away so I would get some privacy while I ate. I parked very well so as to not get door dings or illicit door dings. An idiot in a convertible Mustang proceeds to back into the spot next to me and does a piss poor job at it. Opens his door and dings the crap out of my truck while I'm sitting in it. I open my door and scream at him, and unfortunately he doesn't speak English and looks towards his girlfriend.
No,
as I went to open
Russian.
My door and scream at him, my elbow knocked over one of my sauce cups, so now I had spilled sauce inside the truck.
Oh no.
He proceeds to have his girlfriend get in his car and they drive away. Apparently, she met him at this location in a car and left her car behind. I was still enraged as I left and took my ranch cup and my cup of Cajun sauce and chucked it against the girlfriend's car. I could have keyed her car, but that would have put me in legal jeopardy, so I refrained. So am I the jerk for throwing cups of sauce at the door dinger's girlfriend's car? At least now he may actually get in trouble. Thanks, guys. Stay hard and queef.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Queef.
I don't.
Yes,
very rare.
Yes, dude, you are a jerk.
It's
that's a jerk that move.
Somebody
yes.
purposely dings your
that's
car.
That's awesome.
Right. It may have been an accident, and if you don't acknowledge the accident and say sorry, then I guess some people will get pissed.
So getting out of his vehicle and screaming at them, maybe not the first move.
Maybe not.
Recommended.
Maybe I can understand the frustration
like,
of
it
getting
sucks.
The door ding. It does suck.
Like, well, man, what's up? Like, you might do one of those, but to just like. Rip somebody and then they don't speak English.
And then all of a sudden they have ranch and Cajun sauce on their car.
I don't understand
go
that
pick
at all.
It up.
Like
he clearly wanted to key their car.
I've seen these, what do you call them, reels, where there's something going around now where people in crosswalks just carry stuff around and it's like some bit where they film it where they throw like
if you're speeding in like a school zone
or
something.
Like if you get too close to the crosswalk and then they cross it and then they all turn and throw stuff
you
on
see,
your car.
Yeah,
I was like,
no, yeah, we're gonna.
You know how easy that washes off? I don't understand. Like,
well, even
it's
that,
not
it's
acid.
No, but it's still the thought because if someone
attention.
Throws a drink in your face, it doesn't hurt, but it's still disrespectful.
Well, that's on your person. Like if somebody threw a drink at my car, I'd be like. Why'd you just waste money on that drink, you moron?
It's like the shopping cart Nazi that runs around the the parking lots and throws those magnets on them on the people that don't return their cart. Now, like it's not to ruin your car, it's just to get your attention.
Right. I saw the reel. I've seen the reels of the guy with the gun, the radar gun. And if you're speeding maybe on a residential street or a school zone or whatever, he'll throw something at your car when he's filming. And, you know, of course, it causes the car to hit their brakes and back up. Like, dude, what the F,
man?
Like, what are we doing here?
It's where you wish you had a car you didn't care about so you could just completely lose control and smash into something. And then you get out and like, oh, you did that? Now you got to pay for all this. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
So you're fine with that, but you don't understand the throwing the wrench at the car?
Yeah, you're willing to destroy a vehicle.
Yeah, because the guy threw something.
Just okay, I thought he was about to run into the guy that threw it.
No,
for
no,
a second
that.
There.
I'm not trying to kill him.
But you're almost going to kill yourself by smashing into something to prove a point.
Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. That's a jerk move.
Well, yeah.
To throw the sauce on the car, even though I know you're upset. I know it's the door ding, but that's jerk behavior. That's just me, though.
Seems a little over the top.
It feels that way. All right, am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That's where you send in those scenarios, just like they did, and we'll have an enjoyable Am I the Jerk next week.